We'll talk to more fans coming up in just a bit, but first, we want to catch up with the voice of Cubs pre- and post-game shows on Comcast Sportsnet, David Kaplan. Cap's been a Chicago radio personality since 1995, where he now hosts the Cap & Co. show on ESPN 1000. Hey, Cap, thanks for joining us today on the 21st. I know it's a really busy day for you.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Sitting here at Progressive Field in the ESPN radio booth, looking down on this gorgeous day, and Cubs in the World Series. Can't get a lot better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to some analysis of the team in just a minute, but I want to talk to you a little bit about David Kaplan, the fan. What was Saturday night like for that side of you, Cap?
Well, it was amazing. I think by winning the pennant, it put all this Billy Goat curse stuff to bed. It's gone. Billy Goat curse said you would not go to a World Series. I never believed it, and I always thought it was a bunch of nonsense. The people that believed it were ridiculous. But now that they're in the World Series, hopefully, win or lose, you go, you know what? We either got beat by a team that played better, or we beat the team that played better, and we played better, one or the other. But for me that night, it was pretty emotional because my dad's gone, and he's the guy that instilled this love of baseball in me and my brother. And for me to be able to be on the field and, you know, hosting Cubs pre-post and then looking up in the sky going, hey, Dad, we made the World Series. That was a pretty, pretty cool moment for me.
I'm sure. I was fortunate enough to be able to actually give my dad a call after Saturday night's game and be able to share that a little bit with him. I know, you know, certainly you would have loved to do the same, but to have that experience, you know, being a Cubs fan from your dad, what's your first memory of him bringing you into the Cubs fandom?
I was a little kid, born in 1960, and I think I was 6, maybe 7, and went to a ball game. I think I went when I was a baby, and I don't remember it, but I remember walking into the ballpark, my mom and dad, my brother and I, and my brother's a Sox fan, and so he's already complaining when we're going to Wrigley, and we walk into the stadium, and we walk up the stairs at the top of, like, the second section, and you look down, and I see the ivy and the green grass, and the weather's beautiful, and I'm like, okay, this is the single coolest place I've ever been, and I was hooked. I was bitten by a disease known as Cubs fandom. It's not, there's no cure for it. You don't choose to get it. You just fall in love. It's just like love at first sight. And so I've been a Cub fan since the day I was, you know, laid eyes on them. And I'll be a Cub fan till the day I die, whether I'm in this business or not. And to see my team and to go, I'm at the World Series. I'm broadcasting here and my team is playing. It can't get any better in my career. I'm telling you, unless they win it.
Yeah, Pat Hughes told a story near the end of the Cubs NLCS clinching game on Saturday. He was talking with Billy Williams earlier that day, and Billy said to him, "You know, God, I wish my buddies were here." He was referencing late Cubs greats Ron Santo and Ernie Banks. How would those guys, you know, be experiencing this moment if they were still with us?
I mean, Ronnie was very, very close to me. We worked together for. He died in 2010, and I started working on the Cubs broadcast in 95, so I had 15 amazing years with Ron Santo. So I know he's smiling down, but if they were in it, he would be bouncing off the walls. He would be almost insufferable to be around in a good way because he so wanted to see his Cubs in the World Series and to see them win a championship. So, and I knew Ernie, so did a lot of shows with Ernie. I did a show with Ernie shortly before he died, and I know that these two guys would be front and center, you know, leading the parade if the Cubs were to win it, and they would be here in Cleveland, and it would be amazing. But unfortunately, they're not here.
Yeah, it's really too bad. But I'm sure they're looking down and enjoying everything that we're seeing here this week. You know, Cap, you think about all the championships that Chicago's won over the past several decades. You know, the Blackhawks 3 Stanley Cups, the White Sox World Series in 2005. You know, the Bulls with their 6 titles in the 90s, the Bears back in 85. Would a Cubs World Series win rank above all of that?
If the Cubs were to win a World Series, I truly believe, and I asked Bob Costas this question, and he agreed that if the Cubs were to win the World Series, it would be the biggest sports story probably in the last 50 years in our country, other than the 1980 Miracle on Ice. That's the only one because that had political ramifications with, you know, the boycott with Russia and all of that, those overtones. Other than that, I do not think there's a story that is bigger than snapping 108 years of not winning a championship. I think it would be the biggest story we've seen. And I don't think people – look, going into Saturday, I thought we were going to win, and I knew it would be big. It was bigger than I thought it was. To look in the stands and see people crying, holding up signs of departed ones who didn't get to witness it in person. You know, this is for mom. This is for dad. This is for this one. It was bigger than we even thought, and I knew it would be monstrous. And if they were to win the World Series, I'm telling you, cemeteries for weeks on end will be jam-packed with people putting pennants and baseballs and hats and T-shirts and flags and you name it, memorabilia of all kinds, saying, I know you wish you could have been there. It's awesome. We're the champions.
Yeah, the last time the Cubs came really close to making the World Series was in 2003. You were there covering that team. Yeah, many fans seemed scarred from the way that season ended and seemed to be kind of expecting the worst from the team when they would get into late season scenarios. It seems that maybe things started to switch when last year's team made their run to the postseason, run to the National League Championship Series. Did you sense kind of a change in fans' mindset with the way that this team rose to prominence last season and this season?
Maybe a little bit, but when we were down 2-1 to the Dodgers, or when they were in a tenuous situation against the Giants this year, the soft part of our fan base unfortunately reared its ugly head, and they were out there on Twitter and all over social media. Here we go. We're going to choke. It's over. We're cursed. It's just some of the stupidest stuff I've ever heard. And look, I'm a Cub fan. I get it. We've been scarred, and the Bartman thing and the Gonzalez boot, the double play in 03, and then losing 98, losing 89, losing 84 in heartbreaking fashion, 69. They don't get there. I get all of that. But you don't lose because a black cat ran on the field. You don't lose because a guy interfered with a ball, make the next play, and they weren't able to do that. I think now, finally, that they have vanquished the Dodgers and they're in the World Series, that the soft Cub fan will go, you know what? That stuff was stupid. Let's just go out and play a baseball game. And if we lose, get up tomorrow and try and win game two. And if you lose, try to win game three. And if you don't win the World Series, it wasn't because you were cursed. It wasn't because of divine intervention. It was because you got outplayed. And if you win it, it's because you outplayed them and they weren't cursed.
I'm curious, as you look at this year's team, and kind of what made them different maybe from some past Cubs contenders, the way that they were built by Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer. Why do you think this year's team was the one to finally, break through here to the World Series?
I think the experience of last year, as you mentioned, was certainly a huge thing. That these guys have been down this road, maybe not the World Series, but they also have, I think the key to this whole team is they have veterans playing like kids, Ben Zobrist and John Lester and Jake Arrieta, and even though they're in their 30s, they're playing like they're in their 20s, and then you have guys in their 20s, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Javi Baez, and on and on and on, Wilson Contreras. Those guys are playing like wily veterans. So when you have that mix, and then you have guys, Zobrist won the World Series last year with Kansas City. Lester's won two World Series. John Lackey's won two World Series. David Ross has won World Series. You have guys who have been down this road, been on this stage, and Theo Epstein, Jed Hoyer have won. Joe Maddon's taking the team now, his second one to the World Series. You have guys that can tell you, here's how we handle every moment. There are going to be moments that don't go our way, and there are going to be moments that don't go the Indians' way. You just have to make sure you take care of business and don't let the moment become bigger than you. That's the whole key to this. You make an error, you move on. You don't go, oh, my God, I made an error and they scored two runs. No, that's not how you handle this. You watch each game, one batter, one pitch, one out at a time, and you grind, like John Lester said. I'm telling our fan base in the NLCS, you grind along with us. And if pitch one is good, now we grind into pitch two. And if it doesn't go our way, we grind into pitch three. And at the end of the day, you will be exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally, but you hope at the end of the day you're the one hoisting a trophy.
Cleveland, the opponent tonight, you're of course at Progressive Field for game one tonight. As you look at the matchups here between the Cubs and Cleveland, what do you think the keys are to this series?
Well, I think, first of all, starting pitching depth goes the Cubs' way. But tonight, Corey Kluber was pitching for the Indians. He's elite. I mean, he may win his second Cy Young. This guy's a big time arm. He's got really filthy stuff. You have to make sure you don't make mistakes defensively. You got to control their running game, and you have to be able to put the ball in play against Kluber. He's really, really good. But Cubs have some elite bats that have really heated up as the NLCS ended those last couple games. So I think it's really, really important to get off to a good start offensively. But you, in the first, second, third inning, you got to control their running game by keeping them off base. And if they are on base, John Lester has to keep them reasonably close so that David Ross can gun somebody out or backpick and pick them off at first.
And Cap, just about 30 seconds left here before we let you go. But what's your pick for this series?
I think the Cubs win it in six. I've heard others saying Cubs in five. I'm not hearing a lot other than here in Cleveland picking the Indians. But the Cubs are a prohibitive favorite. They should win this series. I believe they will win this series. But don't sleep on the Tribe. The Indians are really, really good.
David Kaplan hosts the Cubs pregame and postgame shows on Comcast Sportsnet and also hosts the Cap & Co. show on ESPN 1000. Cap, thanks so much for joining us today on the 21st.
Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. David Kaplan with us here today. And stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to hear from more Cubs fans about their thoughts on this World Series matchup between the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians, what it means to them to see their squad in the World Series for the first time since 1945. You're listening to the 21st.